Well, hello guys, and here's another news item. This one sends shivers through my spine. Here is a 28-year-old Cambodian, a fairly slender man, and he's a farmer. Now in Cambodia, some farmers use normal fertilizer, some use batshit, I guess because it's free. This guy called Sum, I think, knew where there was a cave with lots of batshit, but it was very narrow, and nobody went there because of it. But he thought he could get through, so he went there, and he shone his flashlight in there, and saw the walls were moving, so he knew there would be batshit there. I know you want me to use the other word, but I like batshit better. Well, as he moved forward, he dropped his flashlight down a crevice, so he leant down to get it, and slipped into the crevice, and became completely stuck. He could hardly move at all. As the hours slowly went by, it turned into days. No food, no water. And he knew he was going to die, and he prayed for dying too. His family at home wasn't worried. He used to go off for days before. But one of the family members got a little bit concerned after 3 days, and he remembered him mentioning this cave. So he went to have a look. When he got there, he heard these weak moans, but he couldn't get him out either, so he had to go to get help. Finally, the rescue team arrived, but it took 10 hours to get him out of there. And amazingly, he survived and made a full recovery. But he did say that if he had a penknife on him, he would have ended his life while stuck in the cave. He still uses batshit for fertilizer, but he doesn't go to that cave. That must be the one of the worst ways to go, stuck in a small crevice like that, until you starve or dehydrate to death. I guess he owes his family member one. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. And yeah, I'm still drinking. What's it to ya? Take it easy.